T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it was supposed to be a Stop the Violence rally, but it morphed into anything but. We began this afternoon with that scuffle in Lower Manhattan, which left several police officers, including a chief, with minor injuries. The march included community leaders, elected officials, and clergy on their way to a prayer rally. But the march took a detour. 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiIoria at the Brooklyn Bridge starting us off this afternoon.
The prayer rally was organized by clergy members from Brooklyn, some elected officials, and the Police Sergeants Benevolent Association. It started out peacefully as they walked across the Brooklyn Bridge with a police escort. But as they got closer to City Hall Park, they were met by counterculture protesters, people who wanted to defund the police. They fought with police officers, hitting them with sticks and throwing nuts and bolts at them. 3 police officers suffered head injuries. Chief of the department, Terrence Monahan, had one of his fingers broken. 38 protesters were arrested in all. The clergy then continued to walk around City Hall Park, where they finally prayed on Broadway. They prayed to stop the shootings.
And we thank God for those of us that are here today. Let us pray for those who have departed, those who have become victims to these senseless murders.
One preacher said, radical prayers will bring about radical results. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at City Hall Park.
And the NYPD tweeted out a video showing the attack, including photos of bloodied police officers.